This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Signups are underway for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program Round 2, and also with the ongoing COVID-19 crisis teaching hard lessons on risk management, USDA's Dairy Margin Coverage Program is now open for the 2021 enrollment. Joining us to discuss is Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, let's start with CFAP, Round 2.
Yes, so we're in the middle of sign-up for the second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, and that will pay out about $1.20 a hundredweight on your milk production during the last 9 months of this calendar year. So even if you took advantage of the first round of payments that were given out earlier in the summer, you still need to sign up for the second round, which should produce another $1 billion plus for dairy farmers, depending on how many people also sign up. Now, the deadline to participate is December 11th. Coincidentally, Bill, December 11th is also the sign-up deadline for coverage in 2021 for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. We haven't talked about that as much this year because the government's been supporting the dairy industry through these coronavirus assistance measures. But in the background, the program that will still continue next year and the following year is the DMC program. It was very valuable earlier in the spring when we saw milk prices really drop and margins just really got shattered, and the program paid out significantly. Now, it's not really going to be doing much here the last half of 2020, but if you look at the USDA's decision tool, they are predicting that there will be margins below the 950 maximum coverage threshold in the first half of next year. So this is also a reminder that farmers need to go down to their county office and take advantage of the DMC before December 11th.
So important for dairy producers to contact their FSA office before December 11th on those two important issues. You're also getting ready for the joint annual dairy meeting that the National Milk Producers Federation holds every year, but a little bit different this year, isn't it?
Yes, we are getting people together, not physically, but virtually speaking, with an online presentation over 2 days, October 27th and 28th, that will talk about all the things that National Milk's been doing to help boost the economic fortunes of its members. And this is also a joint meeting we're conducting with the National Dairy Checkoff Groups overseen by dairy management. So we certainly have a lot to talk about, Bill, regarding the successes we've had in 2020, although we're not out of the woods yet. And so one of the big focuses we will have is, regardless of who is elected president next month, what are we going to be doing in 2021 to continue aiding the recovery of the dairy sector along with the rest of the economy from this year's COVID pandemic?
And this virtual meeting held at a crucial time right before the general election and also during a very strange year. So who do you have scheduled to speak during these 2 days?
In addition to hearing from our elected leaders and some of our senior staff, we've also got guest speakers, including David Wasserman. He's the House editor for the Political Report, and he's going to be giving his prognostication for the elections, which will be a week after we hold this annual meeting. And then we're also going to be hearing from Peter Sheehan, who's a globally recognized business leader and innovative thinker, talking about what various commodities and different businesses can do to position themselves for the future. So again, this will be a recap of what's happened in 2020, what's still happening here in the last 3 months of the year, but also then an opportunity to look forward to how the dairy industry can position itself for success in 2021. As a reminder, this is a free meeting. We're not charging any registration fee. All you have to do is go to the nmpf.org website, look for latest news, and there we have an annual meeting tab. And if you go there, there's information on how to click to a link and register and sign up for the meeting on the 27th and the 28th. And it's about a three-hour session each day, and we're also recording it. So even if you're not able to participate live on those 2 days, the website will allow you to revisit and watch that recorded content after we're done on the 28th.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. If you'd like to find out more information about the upcoming virtual conference, details soon at nmpf.org.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.